Fergal, we needed a step up after the midweek performance in Breffni, Kingspan Breffni. You must be pleased that you did that.
Well, that's one positive, Francie. Obviously, there's only one way to go after Tuesday night in Breffni. So we stepped up, and some of the new lads showed their worth a bit more today, and it's good. And some of the older lads showed their worth. And listen, at least we're on the road here, and we just need to knuckle in now and get at it for the next 2 weeks.
Filtering back to some of the established players, if a couple more come in there today, you still have a few weeks of a backlog in terms of preparation as regards other teams, so, and the league coming quickly down the line.
I know, I suppose, you know, the double edge and winning or going to the All-Ireland final is the time and the year, and then the club season goes back a bit, so we probably are playing a wee bit of catch up, but listen, hey, there'll be no excuses here in 2 weeks' time, we just got to get at it.
You'd like to have qualified for the knockout stages, give you a bit more competitive football, but that's not the case. You're going to have 10 days, 2 weeks of no competitive football leading up to the league.
Yeah, well, of course, competitive games are good, but listen, you need time at the training field, you need running, and you need work to be done as well. So it's a balancing act always, and listen, we've plenty of time now on our own to take stock and really get everybody knuckled in here.
I suppose the last year, the couple of weeks break before the Cavan game really showed that how useful these big breaks can be, Fergal.
Yeah, that was a 4 week break, and it was very helpful and well utilised that time. But listen, we just got to go at it, and there's no easy way for it. Work hard in the training field and try and bring it onto the pitch.
I'm sure you're looking forward to having a full round of league programme, matches up and down the country, you know.
Oh, well, everybody's looking forward to the league, and it's the quality of that McKenna Cup and the speed of it would tell you that the league will be fairly good too in all standards. So let's see what happens.
Fergal, Mickey Harden, about the challenge matches, is, I don't know if you're allowed them, or is that something that you would consider now in these circumstances to see whether you could get something like that?
We would take challenge games, but it's all about timing and who's available. So everybody's going to be sort of setting up for this league. What happens between now and the league, I'm not sure, but listen, and once the season starts, there won't be a lot of room for challenge games this year, because everything's fairly compressed, and the championship for us is mid-April. So I don't see a pile of them, but we would certainly take one.
How are lads doing on the injury front? Like Dara Canavan, who obviously got injured in that semi-final against Clannan.
But they're working hard. Everybody's working hard in the group, and the medical and the physios, and everybody's working very, very hard to get everybody available to us. So listen, we hope to have a few more men back on the field this Tuesday night, and the more we have, the more options we have, and you know, some Dara and all those guys will be a help when they get back into action.
Fergal, was there an element that the team needed, even that we lifted confidence, which Conn's goal gave? Because obviously after what happened on Tuesday night, and then Armagh on top in the early stages, you know.
Yeah. And I thought we were timing our run well there today, and then the sucker punch goal that they went up and got just kind of killed it off on us a bit. Even then, there was still time to come back, and we just didn't get enough scores on the board and didn't get freed up a bit. But we showed a good bit of spirit there today, and we did need a lift, and Conn steamed through the middle and put it in the net. And listen, that's the quality he has. So listen, we need every man up and at it now.
You have two games. If we're going to have a look at 10 or 12 prospects, do you feel that's a worthwhile exercise, and you've found a few that can strengthen the squad?
Yeah, I do. You know, you have to be fair and try and give as many boys a go as possible. Now, I know there's young lads, and then maybe need a bit of development in the squad, and maybe the better company. And even if they get a view of it this year, sometimes they'll be ready for a year's time, because, you know, boys can't go on forever and you expect them to. But listen, in fairness, Matty showed up well there today, and he's up for another year of hard work here. So we're glad to have unearthed a couple of lads, but we'll have to sit down and look at that now.